Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we plunge into the very depths of knowledge to try to find the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we set our sights on the 1956 Summer Olympic Water Polo Tournament. When you think of glorious Olympic events, it's not often that water polo comes to mind. Well, at the Melbourne, Australia Summer Olympics in December 1956, the Hungarian water polo team had a special motivation driving them as they prepared to face the opposing team from the USSR. 1956 was an important year for Hungary. In October of that year, just 2 months before the games, a group of Hungarian students got together and protested the communist government. The protest grew into a full-scale uprising. The masses almost overthrew the oppressive communists, but in early November, the USSR retaliated and tanked, bombed, and shelled the crap out of the nation's capital city of Budapest. Through all this, the Hungarian water polo team was training at a mountainside facility just above Budapest. While they were trying to prepare mentally and physically for the Olympics, just days away, they could literally hear and see their country being ripped apart by the Soviet Union. December rolled around and the games began. Remember, Australia's south of the equator, so it works. The Hungarian water polo team did exceptionally well in their events, and came face to face with the team from the Soviet Union in the semi-final round. The Hungarian team had one chance to bring glory to their homeland after the Soviets had so violently put down the rebellion. The match quickly got physical. One Hungarian player even had to leave the game because a Russian player had punched him in the eye, causing him to pour blood into the pool. The game ended in a symbolic Hungarian 4-0 victory, and the Hungarians went on to win the gold in the finals. Even though the Hungarians had lost to the Soviets on the battlefield, that bloody polo match helped restore national pride and dignity. Thanks for tuning in to episode 9 of the Daily Brainwave. Make sure you come back tomorrow and we take a look at a craze that swept through the United States in the 1930s. A craze called the crossword puzzle. And when I say craze, well, you'll just have to download tomorrow's episode to see.